from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, let's do this. There's a lot of chatter going on around the league about certain players. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes it agitates me. It agitates Seth. We can get a little petty on this show. So we decided to confine our pettiness to one segment, and we call it the Pettycast. Tribute to Tom Petty underneath us there. Thank you, Ben. And these are real for me, man. Like, I'm seeing some of this stuff and this conjecture and this talk and predictions of glory for some of these young quarterbacks. My first target in the Pettycast is Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah, good. That's a good one.
Bo Nix.
Yes.
Is what made me think we need to do this today is Bo Nix. And he's getting a lot of love for a couple preseason performances against backups to the point where some of the reporters that have been showing up at Broncos camp,
yeah,
many of whom probably have a relationship with Sean Payton from years and years of him coaching the Saints, are gaga over Bo Nix. Kay Adams, this is after she went to Broncos camp and interviewed Sean Payton and Cortland Sutton and several others, does a post on Twitter with several very, very nice pictures, mountains in the background and guys laughing, and she's posing with them. Vibes are mountain high, all eyes on Bo. There's a happiness, a guardedness, grateful to come visit with the Broncos ahead of the coronation, with a crown emoji next to it. So that's Kay Adams. Diana Rossini of The Athletic. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix is a stud. He operates in this Sean Payton offense like a veteran. It would be a surprise if he's not the starter week one. Zach Wilson is also having a great camp with Denver. Strong arm. His throws onto... She's taking every bit of credibility.
Zach Wilson
asking good questions.
Oh, that's good.
One coach told me he's rejuvenated. Diana Rossini posts this quote from an article that I'm guessing she wrote about her time in Denver, but Sean Payton said that basically after the team's private workout with Bo Nix, they went on the field, and around throw number 16, Sean Payton turned to GM George Payton and said, "This is our guy.
This is our guy.
This is our guy. This is the guy we're going to get at 12.
That's because we know that's where we're drafting.
Not any of the five guys that went in front of him.
Right.
That's their guy.
In this day and age where the sixth quarterback drafted typically would have gone in the fourth round in a previous generation.
Yeah.
Like, now they're just taking, we got to take somebody. This is the thing about Bo Nix. He could end up being a really good NFL quarterback. There's nothing I've seen from him in these last two preseason games that tells you that. Like, he's done a good job doing what they're asking him to do, which is a lot of dinking and dunking and running for first downs, you know, again, against backups largely. But honestly, he is like, and this is where if he ever becomes good, this is what needs to happen. He makes everything way more difficult than it needs to be. He's like an outfielder that gets credit for a great catch, but it's only has to be a great catch because he got a horrible jump on the ball or took or misjudged it or whatever, so he has to make a leaping grab. So like whether it's a screen, just an easy throw over the middle or something like that, he's taking it from like weird body angles, jumping up and throwing it from off his feet and all this. He's all over the place, man. And they haven't asked him to do a lot. He's just kind of, he's done a good job of dinking and dunking.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that he can't be good, but the gushing over the performance is really, he does some things that are impressive that, and it's cool that he can do them. It just does. And I'm a little bit in the same boat with Caleb Williams. It's just that he does it at such a higher level.
Yeah.
Like his deep balls and some of the things he's done is really impressive. Caleb Williams has to clean up a lot of the simple stuff too.
They open with Seattle at Seattle. Pittsburgh at home, Tampa Bay, the Jets. Okay, I'm just trying to see. I was hoping there'd be some killer in week one.
Oh, okay.
Just some, I was hoping like the Ravens would be playing them in week one and he'd get his welcome to the NFL moment.
The Steelers' defense, even though they aren't what they're not up to typical Steelers standards, they're still a solid defense. Maybe this year they end up being more like a classic Steelers defense, but they can throw some wrinkles at a rookie too.
Pettycast number two.
Okay.
So Bo Nix is number one. Pettycast number two, Deshaun Watson. Jameis Winston is out there doing the pregame hype, and I'm not going to play Jameis doing the hype thing again. We know Jameis. He's out there. He's going crazy. His teammates are all gathered around him. You know, 8 to 10 of them are buying into what Jameis is screaming before a preseason game, and the rest are just kind of out there going through the motions. But Jameis is doing this pregame hype talk, and he's not even playing in the game. And I'm looking at him going, what exactly does Deshaun Watson do?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is he doing? I you go to his Instagram page and you barely know he's a football player. And I'm not exaggerating. Go to his Instagram page and I would say, and I'm being generous, 15 to 20% of the posts have something to do with football. Mm-hmm. I think it's closer to 10. Like last night, he puts up a 5-picture slideshow with his new car. You know, he's got a slideshow 2 days before that and some new clothes that he got.
Yeah.
He's always got stuff with, is Jilly his girlfriend's name?
I don't know.
Jilly Aeneas or whatever her name is. Yeah, like got a lot of posts with her. Like you barely know Deshaun as a football player. Not our problem.
Yeah. There's one thing I know about people up in Cleveland. It's that they really respect a guy showing off his Maybach. They're like, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is the guy for us or not.
I told you this. I like to, you know, poke my beak in on other stations around the country when there's stuff going on. Cleveland is one during football season I love to listen in on because, you know, their problem's not our problem anymore. They were going through the whole process, the segment I was listening to, their afternoon show, of trying to rationalize all the lawsuits again. Like all the stuff they were probably doing 2 years ago that good play from Deshaun was supposed to make go away.
Yeah.
They're doing that again because he hasn't played in the preseason yet. He's not going to play probably until week one of the regular season, and he hasn't been good.
Reportedly hasn't looked like he has a deep ball at all.
Right,
and
right.
He's coming off of
a $64 million cap hit.
Right, yeah. That's, but I'm always torn on this because I do feel bad for Browns fans. I know you don't because why? Oh, because you did your national show and you every week had to take because you were skeptical of
Freddie Kitchens. Yeah, and I was right.
Somehow just because you let your rookie quarterback handpick his offensive coordinator to be the head coach and Freddie Kitchens. You were skeptical of Freddie Kitchens.
And
Browns fans would call in and tell you what an idiot you were.
And
every
I'm still
day.
Petty. Yeah.
Okay, so the Browns fan segment. Base can go die in
they
your minds.
Especially in this segment right now, where we're intentionally being petty. The next one, Aaron Rodgers. Have you been seeing some of the blurbs from this Aaron Rodgers book that's out by Ian O'Connor?
I've seen Greg Jennings like go back. Greg Jennings. Nobody blasts Aaron Rodgers more than Greg Jennings.
Yeah.
This is pre-vaccination debate, everything else like that. Greg Jennings not a fan of Aaron Rodgers.
No.
And it seemed like I was watching it on Nick Wright's show where Greg Jennings was kind of trying to grill the author about some of the like positive things he said about Aaron Rodgers.
So it's
a pretty positive book, I take it.
I think it's a little of both because Ian O'Connor interviewed Aaron for it, but he interviewed a lot of family members and things like that. They talk a lot about why he got sideways with his family.
Yeah.
Premarital sex with Olivia Munn supposedly is the reason for that.
That's why they were upset with him.
Yeah, they're like a very Christian family.
Oh, are they? Oh,
apparently,
okay.
yeah,
yeah.
So they were upset with him over that.
How'd they know they were having sex?
I don't know. Good question, Seth.
I wonder if they think Olivia Munn's the one who corrupted Aaron. And
it sounds like they well, they
oh,
didn't
they
like
really,
her.
They thought she was a harlot or
I think
something.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. I think maybe there was some that. Of that. Yeah. So anyways, the reason I'm getting petty is Florio decided to, in an article, relive the chapter where Aaron Rodgers slipped in the draft. Mm-hmm. In 2005. And I'm not going to lie, I had fun reliving it as well. I know Aaron Rodgers has gone on to do great things, make hundreds of millions of dollars. And Aaron Rodgers, if financials are the whole thing, he's got scoreboard over me and millions of others. But I didn't realize, like, John Gruden had the fifth pick in the draft that year with the Bucks. And according to Aaron Rodgers, he had given Aaron Rodgers a promise that we would take you if you're there at five. Instead, they took Cadillac Williams, the running back. And then the slide was on for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
that was fun to relive. There were three running backs taken in the top five in that draft: Ronnie Brown, Cadillac Williams, and Cedric Benson.
Oh boy,
all taken in the top five. That was a different time and place, man.
Yeah, was that the nail in the coffin? And when people realized, like, oh boy, we've hit rock bottom
maybe.
Here.
I mean, it's getting close, and right? 2005.
Who's the best of those three? Cedric Benson. In their NFL careers.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Texans legend Ronnie Brown, perhaps? I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't think it. Cadillac Williams probably had the best individual seasons. I don't know who had the best career. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was fun to relive Aaron Rodgers having to sit there like a dope in the green room.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Last one. Davante Adams. This is the petty cast here. We're getting petty. The Raiders just named Gardner Minshew their starting quarterback. Journeyman as it gets, Gardner Minshew. He's on his, fourth team now in 5 years. I will never forget Adams feeling like he got over on everybody because he, A, got paid, and B, got to come play with Derek Carr.
That's right. And he got to also, C, got to play for his childhood team, the Las Vegas Raiders?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay. So, yeah, he was so in love with the logo.
Geographically didn't exist until, 3 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. So I will always be petty about that. I always point and laugh at Davante Adams. Like, you thought you were getting over, and now you're playing for Antonio Pierce with Gardner Minshew as your quarterback.
Mm.
Have fun with that.
I saw Davante Adams on a podcast the other day. Doing what I hate these podcasts do is guys start giving away trade secrets way too easily. But he'll talk about how, like, he'll be on a comeback route, and if he can tell that the ball's not coming to him, he'll turn it into a double move, even though he knows he's not going to get the ball, to put it into the brain of the defensive back that he just got beat on a double move, so that later in the game, he can hit that comeback, he's going to have more cushion, because the defensive back thinks he got torched on a double move earlier that wasn't actually even part of the play or wasn't going to make a difference or anything.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
But you don't have to give that up. Like, I don't know why they do this.
Why they give their secrets away.
Carry it to the death. Man, I'll see defensive linemen talk about tells that they know of offensive linemen. I'm like, why? Why are you not just screwing yourself, but the brotherhood? Like, what are you doing? Why?
Are you talking about, like, on the field after the game, too? Like, you see some guys talking.
Yeah.
Why would that New England guy tell
Coach up
C.J. Stroud what he saw on that play?
Yeah, keep it in your satchel for later.
Yeah.
For another next time you see him, man.
Absolutely.
I think sometimes guys assume that other guys will figure things out, so you might as well tell him anyway. Where no, there's all Steve Hutchinson was an awesome, awesome Hall of, is he in the Hall of Fame, Steve Hutchinson?
Good question.
The very, very good offensive lineman. He had a little bit of a tell for a long time in the NFL, and like other defensive linemen would tell me, but you don't go on a pod. We didn't have podcasts. You know, you don't go out and broadcast. That was
anybody.
A really good player that nobody, you know, that didn't realize he had a tell for years.
Steve Hutchinson, Pro Football Hall of Fame, and College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was awesome. He had a little bit of, sometimes he would, if I remember correctly, he'd kind of twitch his hand right before the snap. So like you could tell whether it was, on one or two, you just look for his hand twitch.
You played against him when he was a Seattle Seahawk.
What
probably.
Year?
He was a Seahawk from 01 to 05.
No, I don't think I ever played against
you
him.
Didn't?
I just knew about the deal.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Then oh, maybe in 05. I think he was injured in 05. Yeah, whatever.
Then he went to the Vikings in 06 and 2011. Yeah, Steve Hutchinson. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you.
No, I remember. I think I played against him in 05 because I found out about the tell after the fact. And somebody, I wish I had known that back then. Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The new world of college football that we live in. Wait till you hear this cut from one of the more quotable college football coaches, but this is an indicator of the new world that we're in. Is this taking away at all for you from college football this coming season? That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.